The true leader, a leader true with the heart so bright, a leader true with the heart so bright, guides with compassion through day and night, guides with compassion through day and night. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen amma ba'd fa'audhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem bismillahir rahmanir rahim as salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah as salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Welcome back to our series The True Leader. We have talked about different qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which makes him the best of all leaders in all generations. We have talked about different qualities. Today we're going to talk about his sincerity and how having such sincerity made him the most unique leader of all times, the most influential leaders of all time, the most powerful leader. So what is sincerity? Let's look at the definition. Sincerity, honesty of the mind and freedom from hypocrisy. Another definition, saying only what you really think or feel. There's a verse of Surah Munafiqun, the opening verses, quite interesting. إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ. That when the hypocrites come to you, they testify that you are the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُهُ. That Allah knows that you are His messenger. وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَكَذِبُونَ. And Allah testifies that the munafiqeen are lying in their statement when they say that we testify that you are the Rasulullah. So that shows the opposite of sincerity. So the opposite of sincerity is hypocrisy. A sincere person is the one whose outside and inside are the same. His exterior and his interior are the same. The heart in which there is sincerity makes other hearts submissive. If you are true and sincere, nothing can stop you from progressing. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the very start of his life, it was about sincerity in the religion. Very famous hadith as well. If anyone who is conscious of religious knowledge and a hadith will know the very, very famous hadith, especially in our Da'at Islami organization. This hadith, many, many people would have memorized it to their tongue. And the hadith is as follows: إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Actions are based upon intentions. And every person will get what they intended. You will get what you intended. فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. So whoever migrates for the sake of Allah and His Rasul, then he has truly migrated and he has attained the pleasure of Allah and His Rasul. And whoever travels for the sake of the dunya, i.e. to attain it, or for the sake of a woman, i.e. to marry her, then his migration, his traveling will be for the purpose that he intended. Now this hadith actually plays a very vital lesson in Islam. When the Muslims from Makkah migrated towards Medina, the Prophet ﷺ announced the reward, the benefits, and the actual bounties of migrating, right, towards Medina, Tul Munawwara. So many Muslims sincerely, for the sake of Allah, for the sake of the Rasul, they migrated from Makkah. They left their homes, they left their wealth, they left their everything, whatever they had. They left their dunya behind for the sake of Allah and Rasul. And they migrated towards
Madinatul Munawwara. And at that point, if you study the history of Madinatul Munawwara, it is not like we see it today. It was much undeveloped at that point. But by the barakah, by the nur of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now it has become the city of love, the city of anwar, subhanAllah, the city of angels, that is. When you go there, you feel the tranquility of the angels, 70,000 coming every morning, 70,000 coming every night. The ones that have come, they will never come again. New angels, never seen before. The tranquility in that city is amazing. But one of the individuals who traveled from Makkah to Medina, his intention wasn't sincere. He actually traveled from Makkah to Medina to Al-Munawwara for a different reason. He actually went because there was a woman that he wanted to marry in Madinatul Munawwara. And his name became famous as Muhajir Umme Qais, the one who migrated for the sake of Umme Qais. So when the Prophet ﷺ was informed about the situation that one individual actually traveled for this reason, and does he reap the reward of migration, the Prophet ﷺ delivered this khutbah that if you traveled for a woman to marry her, then you will only get that benefit. You will not fall under the category of the muhajirin. And now the muhajirin are a very, very prioritized group of companions from amongst all the companions, the muhajirin and the ansar. So from all of the companions, there's different levels. One of the most ultimate levels is the muhajirin and the ansar. They were early Muslims, they were sincere Muslims. The Muslims that were from Badr and Uhud, they were strong, they have their own special categories. But the Muhajir and the Ansar, they have a very, very unique category as well. And the Prophet ﷺ, he favored them. He favored the Ansar and the Muhajirun. So the Prophet ﷺ said, if you travel for the dunya, or you travel for second reason, and ultimately your reason wasn't for the sake of Allah and His Rasul, then you will attain what you intended. So this was the very, and why is this so significant? Because it was early Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam needed Muslims, strong Muslims who were sincere to the cause. Not those individuals who had their own hidden agendas. So the Prophet ﷺ made sincerity a very clear subject. If you look at the time when they went to the valley of Abu Talib, when they were in exile, when they were under a social boycott, the Rasul and his family, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At that time, as we mentioned in a few episodes ago, Abu Talib said that, "Oh my nephew, have mercy upon me. Don't make me do something that I can't bear. Don't burden me with something that I cannot handle." They tried to offer Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the wealth of the world, the power of the world, the materialistic of the world. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Abu Talib that, "Oh my uncle, or if the sun was placed in my right hand and the moon in my left hand, I would still not give up this mission until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is raised or I am martyred whilst doing this mission." Yani his sincerity was not for the dunya. It wasn't for a hidden agenda. They actually said, "Look, what is it that you want?" They tried to test the waters. They said, "What is it that you want? Is it women? We'll give you the best women. Is it money? We'll give you the best money. We'll give you the most money. Is it power? We'll give you power." But he says, "This is not the case. My intention is to spread the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." From the east and the west, the azan start at Fajr all the way till Maghrib. Every single day, Fajr to Isha, every single day in the east, in the west, subhanAllah. So the Prophet ﷺ, when he became the leader, he didn't want dunyavi benefits. He actually, anything he had, he gave in charity. anything he had, he would not sleep if there is money left over in the charity bank. He couldn't bear to sleep knowing that I have some money and at the same time someone is in need. He couldn't sleep. This was his sincerity to help the needy people. This was his sincerity that he wasn't even praying to achieve Jannah, because the Jannah, he owns Jannah, right? He was praying sincerely for the sake of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was his sincerity. Now we know when a person is generous, that comes from sincerity. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was much deeper than that. It was the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the poor people fulfilled their needs, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would command his companions to search for poor people and fulfill their needs. So his sincerity is unmatched. Again, his sincerity in the conquest of Makkah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon conquering Makkah, he could have punished those people who opposed him, but no, he let them free. He said, "There will be no compensation today. You are free." If anything, that sincerity made them realize that he is a true prophet. Because if he wanted rulership, if he wanted kingdomship, if he wanted to take hold of affairs, he could have punished us. He could have showed us his power. But no, the truth is, he wanted to spread the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His sincerity, even when we see cases like when he was passing away, even at that point, we, the companions, those who were around him, they heard his lips, his voice saying, "My ummah, ummati, ummati." Like, this was his sincerity with his nation. When we look at the journey of Mi'raj, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went from Masjidul Haram to Masjidul Aqsa, all the way to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, when you get to this state where you are united with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who wants to leave that state? Idris alayhi salam got there, and he got to Jannah, and didn't want to come back. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his leave. Question is why? One of the answers the scholars write is that was his sincerity, not just for his ummah, but his sincerity to raise the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. So he returned from Mi'raj to raise the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to spread the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was his sincerity. Now this sincerity therefore also transferred into his companions. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Makkah al-Mukarramah, upon the night of migration, he told Hazrat Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem that, "O Ali, tonight you sleep in my bed." And Hazrat Ali, his sincerity, his devotion was for the sake of the Prophet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what he slept in that bed, and he said that he had no fears. He had no fear, and his sincere was that commitment that he had to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was ultimate. Knowing the assassins will surround the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tonight. They will attempt to murder him. But his sincerity was such that if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if the Prophet of God has told me to stay in his bed, right, as a decoy, right, then I'm going to do so. That was an incredible sign, incredible show of sincerity right there. And not only that, another very subtle point we learn about the Hijrah was when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went and visited Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, he knew that this day is going to come where we're going to have to migrate from Makkah al-Mukarramah to somewhere else. So for quite some time, he purchased the camel. The Prophet ﷺ, his own sincerity was such that the Prophet ﷺ paid for that camel. So this was a level of sincerity that we witness in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that made him such a amazing, such a advanced leader, that he had one mission and he completed that mission. He had one aim, one mindset, and he was sincere and he was dedicated to that. The Prophet ﷺ didn't divert from his path. Whatever mission he had, whatever determination or commitment he had, he stuck to it. And he became victorious. And this is what makes Rasulullah ﷺ one of the best leaders mankind has seen, or the ultimate leader that mankind has seen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us sincerity in our actions, in our worship, in our intentions. Ameen bijahi nabil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The true leader, the true leader, our leader true with the heart so bright, our leader true with the heart so bright, that guides with compassion through day and night, that guides with compassion through day and night.